Everyone in the small farming community of Flanagan, population 900, knew about her fast boyfriend from the neighboring town of Streeter who went to war, about her long, mysterious vacation to Chicago, about her return to town with a baby boy, my father, 9 months later.
"Oh, God, it's my fault," she repeated. She was hysterical.
She took the blame for me, for what I was. Deformed. There is that tricky line in Exodus she'd memorized as a child, the verse that promises that the sins of the fathers and mothers will be visited upon their sons, and in this case, their daughters. Here I was, a condemnation of her life, when all of her life she had been searching for the status and respectability that being a grandmother might restore. My older brother's birth 2 years before must have felt like a dream come true, a success. Now here I was, the revisitation of an earlier, irrevocable mistake. It's my fault. A statement with a whole lifetime in it, a christening of shame. As Grandma cried, Dad stayed silent. Mom looked at him. The room was full of unasked and unanswered questions. Will she live with us forever? Will she die young? Will she walk, run, skip, play, read, and write? What will she be? When she speaks, what will she tell us? What will she say? And also the other questions that would never be answered. Why us? Why her? The air conditioner rattled in the window.